Wrangell Republican Representative Peggy Wilson pre-filed several bills before the start of the session. Wilson is trying again to create the Alaska Transportation Infrastructure Fund, an endowment fund that would be created from state revenue on vehicle and vessel fuel taxes and vehicle license fees. Wilson says that money would help fund transportation projects around the state.
I think Alaska needs it. I think it's very, very important, and it will make a difference for every district in our state, so that's important. I want that to go through.
Three of Wilson's bills relate to the proposed fund. One is a resolution sending a constitutional amendment on to Alaskan voters to allow for creation of the fund. Another bill defines the new endowment fund, the state money that goes into it, and how that money can be spent. She also has introduced a bill that would make a one-time appropriation of $1 billion from the state general fund into the new transportation fund. Wilson envisions the new endowment could pay for harbor facilities, ferries, road, and airport projects. Many transportation projects around the state are paid for with federal transportation money, and Wilson says her transportation fund would add on to the state's current program.
We would still do what we always do now. But we are so far behind in transportation issues, harbors that aren't maintained, you know, roads that aren't maintained. So we need to have something that will continue to grow for us. And so I'm proposing that so that we can have, we need to do it in everything. I mean, Alaska, we're running out of money.
Wilson introduced similar legislation last year, but her proposed constitutional amendment did not clear the Senate Finance Committee, chaired by Sitka Senator Bert Stedman. Wilson says she's also filed several other bills before the start of the session. One seeks to add on language to the State Forest Practices Act, which regulates timber harvest on state, municipal, and private lands. Wilson has filed that bill on behalf of the Mitkoff Highway Homeowners Association, a group that formed after the Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Office proposed a timber harvest on trust land on the hillside south of Petersburg.
And that has to do with when you're going to cut timber, if there are permanent personal residences with down slope from it, if it's within a certain slope, that they have to take the safety of persons and property into consideration. And right now it's only property, and so I'm going to add persons so that the people that are down slope from something like that don't have to be worried or constantly afraid that if it rains a lot and it's windy, whether they're going to have a slide and it's going to make a difference in somebody's life or something.
Wilson says another bill relates to certification for veterinarians. She says she'd like to make it easier for vets from out of state to move to Alaska and start up a practice here. Wilson is serving as the majority whip in the House Majority Organization this year. In that role, she'll assist the House Speaker in lining up votes within the bipartisan majority organization. She's also chairing the House's Transportation Committee and is on numerous other committees and subcommittees. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Stedman says he won't be focusing on filing his own bills, but will be in his fifth year of drafting the state's capital budget as co-chair of the powerful Senate Finance Committee.
My role this year, again, will be as the last four. I'll be handling all the legislation at the Finance Committee. Mm-hmm. My co-chair will be handling the operating budget. So it makes it challenging to have individual bills sponsored by myself, because it just invites a hostage-taking extract booty for someone's district or someone's other piece of legislation. So I am cautious with my own personal legislation.
Stedman says the overall fiscal condition of the state is his top priority.
As we head into the end of the session, one of the first things we need to do is have a dialogue amongst ourselves how we're going to deal with the budgets issues that face us. In other words, the governor submitted a budget that spends more revenue than was projected to take in 2012 at $82 a barrel, and that is problematic, so we'll have to take a look at that.
Stedman says he expects legislators will be having a discussion on oil and gas taxes and incentives for companies to do more exploration. Stedman chairs several finance subcommittees and is also a member on more than a half dozen other Senate committees. Session starts up Tuesday, January 18th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.